This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Equities had a decent day today, up all the way around. Could have been the election, could have just been trading, you know. Not loving life, however, was Hertz. Shares of its parent Hertz Global Holdings plunged 22% after the rental car company reported weak earnings and lowered its forecast. Hertz, which owns Dollar and Thrifty as well, said revenues dropped and it had to do a big write-down of the value of its fleet, all those cars. It is not at all what car rental companies need in the face of Uber and Lyft. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Rental car companies have to be really good at guessing the right fleet mix and depreciation rates for their cars. If not, they can get into trouble. That's what happened with Hertz, which made a big bet on compact cars, whose resale values came in lower than expected. Here's car rental industry consultant Neil Abrams.
So the dynamics of the aftermarket, the used car market, will affect the cost of the fleet, fleet being the single biggest expense in being in this business.
Abrams says Hertz's competitors, Enterprise and Avis Budget, are doing better. They're investing and expanding in new markets, but they're all facing stiffer competition from ride-sharing services.
2 quarters ago, we saw the ride-sharing economy eclipse rental cars.
Bob Nevue is president of Certify.com, which provides travel and expense management services to companies. His firm analyzed more than 10 million business traveler receipts and expenses and found that Uber and Lyft now account for 52% of ground transportation transactions. Car rentals make up just 36%. Nevue says business travelers are even choosing ride sharing for longer distances to eliminate the headaches of rentals.
Well, you think about a rental car return location. You know, a lot of times at an airport, they're off-site. You've got to get in a shuttle. All of the little challenges there are inefficiencies, really.
On the flip side, companies like Hertz and Enterprise are now renting cars to drivers at ride-sharing companies. But it's unclear how much that will make up for the loss of traditional customers. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.